How to Receive More Messages and Signs from the Angels by Rachel Skoltok, Angel Medium. So today I'd like to share with you three ways that you can straight away start receiving more messages and signs from your angels. Of course, the most important and obvious step you can take to attract more signs and guidance is to ask your angels for help with something. You can specifically ask that they give you signs that they are with you. Your angels are always with you, and they love to answer your requests for help, but they can't help you unless you do actually ask. I like to think of signs and guidance as a set of directions or a map that shows you how to get from where you are to where you want to be. Angel guidance can be incredibly practical, personal, and perfect for you in your life, and it comes to you repeatedly, but one step at a time. However, if you don't know what to look for, or you're unreceptive, you might miss or push away these important instructions, thinking that they're unrelated or they're just your imagination. Your angels will help you, of course, but it's up to you to be more receptive to the guidance that they're sending you. There are many reasons why you might feel that your prayers are going unanswered. You could be missing or overriding those messages due to what I just said or the blocks in your intuition, or you might have a streak of skepticism. You could just be dismissing the guidance because it's not matching your expectations. So today I've put together these three easy ways you can open to more messages and signs from your angels starting today. Number one. Work on opening your intuitive channels. Angel messages and signs can be incredibly subtle, and sometimes our negative mind chatter, busy lives, and internal fears can drown out the subtler vibrations of intuition and angels. You don't have to be a full-blown psychic or a medium to become more aware of the signs that your angels are sending you. You only need to do some gentle clearing of your energy and slow down your mind at least once a day. This will give your intuition space to allow those spiritual messages to drop in, and as you cleanse your aura and chakras, that allows you to connect to higher angelic frequencies. Everyone can receive angel messages and guidance, I promise. So how can you do this today? My easy peasy suggestion is that you use a high vibe guided meditation such as my Clear Ground, Protect Your Energy, or my Sacred Chakra Cleanse, at least 3 times a week for the next 21 days. You'll start to notice a difference in your intuitive abilities. If you're interested in developing a strong psychic connection to the angels and the spiritual realm, then consider joining my formal training program, the Angel Communications Certification Program, to safely open your channels. Doors will open soon, so use the link to go onto the wait list. Suggestion number two, release your blocks. There are 3 kinds of blocks which create a wall around your intuition and stop you from being aware and receiving your messages. Removing these blocks will open the doors to the signs. The first is toxic emotional energy. This block is made up of unhealed emotions that get stuck in your auric field and your chakras. Emotional blocks can disconnect you from yourself and hold you in a low vibration. They can come from within you, or you can soak them up from your interactions. You need to release these energies to free up your intuition. The second type of block is beliefs and fears, which are subconscious saboteurs which try to keep you safe by shutting you down psychically. So what fears do you have? Are you worried about being mocked or punished for being intuitive and into angels? Or do you deep down feel that you're not worthy of the angels' guidance? When you identify and release these fears, your lines of angel communication can open and you stop holding yourself back. So what can you do today? Write a list of any negative thoughts and fears that you have about being intuitive or connecting with your angels. They might sound silly, but write them down anyway. Then, when it's complete, safely burn the list or drown it in hot water to dissolve the paper and the ink. The third type of block is a lifestyle toxin, These include anything you eat or drink or that's in your environment or relationships, which keeps your energy vibration low and your third eye blocked. When you let go of these toxins, you experience a significant shift in your intuitive perception and your life. So what can you do today? I bet you can think of at least one toxic situation right now that deep down you know isn't good for you. If you can remove or cut back on that toxin, you'll notice a difference in your intuition and mood. Number three, use divination tools such as angel oracle cards to attract more guidance and signs. Divination tools allow us to ask questions and receive spiritual answers. I see them as a bridge between the physical world and the spiritual world. Angel oracle cards are one of my favorite ways to communicate with angels. By taking time to invite the angels into your life and then drawing cards for yourself daily, you provide a space for the angels to speak to you. When you attune your card deck with the angel energy and open your intuitive channels, you can receive very deep, detailed messages. When you learn to use any kind of divination tool, such as angel cards, a pendulum, automatic writing, you become a channel for the angels and you can receive the most amazing guidance for yourself and others. I believe there's nothing more inspiring and exciting than getting a healing message from the angels. So what you can do today, set aside 10 minutes a day, call in your angels and ask for guidance on one specific subject. If you have angel oracle cards, pull a single card for yourself. If not, request a sign and guidance and wait to see how it shows up. I hope that these three simple suggestions will help you to receive more signs and guidance. Just by taking the time and focusing on the subject of being more open and receptive to the angels who live at a much higher vibration than us, that helps you to become much more receptive. And you'll notice a difference in no time. If you want some more ways to connect with your angels, here are two more suggestions. One, you can download and watch my free brand new How to Hear Your Angels Masterclass. Go to the link or just go to my homepage, you'll find a link there. Or number two, if you'd love to work with the angels and bring through their messages for yourself and others, and you'd like to open your clairvoyance and release your blocks, enroll for my Angel Communication Certification Program, which opens soon. You can use the link to join the waitlist and learn more about this 4-month program. I love connecting with you this way. Please leave me a comment or send me a message if you enjoyed this blog. Sending you love and angel blessings.